your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 10th of February, 2025, and the Philadelphia Eagles are the new NFL champions for the 2025 season. It was an exciting game, because I'm sure everybody was wondering when Mahomes was going to turn it on. And he did turn it on, but surely it was too late. We say congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles. And we say congratulations to everybody that celebrated Super Bowl Sunday with Kalik yesterday. Today, Kalik, the Bay of the Bahamas, invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join them Saturday, March the 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Little Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon's Superstars. I've got a lively show. I don't know if it's going to be as lively as March the 1st at Smuggler's Square, but we're going to give it a shot. I have guests joining me in studio from Cave Hill, Barbados. They're joining us via Zoom. Before we get the show started, I have to just reference this headline in front of the Guardian. Dad gets 5 years for sex assault on twins. We're going to talk about that, if not today, later in the week. Oh boy, please pick up a copy of today's Nassau Guardian. There are a number of, all the stories are important, but some of these stories you must read for yourself. Joining me in studio this morning, representatives from Cave Hill, Barbados, that's UE, Cave Hill, Barbados School of Business. And joining us this morning is Mrs. Sonia Mahone. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm cross-talking you. We are doing great here at the UWI Cave Hill campus this morning. Hope you're doing well as well.
Absolutely. Saturday, we heard news of the 7.6 magnitude earthquake in the Caribbean basin. How's everybody in Barbados? How have you fared and how have your neighbors fared?
We are doing well. We are very far south, so that was much closer to the Cayman Islands in the north. But we are always, you know, cognizant of the effects of one can affect us all. So we are just ensuring that all of our sister islands are comfortable. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have any impacts so far south.
Absolutely. A beautiful thing about being a part of this Caribbean family is sometimes you forget the distance between us. We forget the distance between us. And I think that's a lovely thing, because I always think of Barbados as being right on my back door, man. I could just open the door and shout out and say, hey.
Just a short 3 hours away by flight. Yes.
Absolutely. Mrs. Mahone, am I pronouncing it properly?
That's right. Call me Sonia. That's fine.
Morning, Sonia. You are a lecturer in information systems and deputy dean at the for Undergraduate Affairs, Academic Partnerships, and Digital Transformation.
That's right, here at the Faculty of Social Sciences, where we're in celebration mode all year. We're celebrating 50 years as a faculty here at the UWI Cave Hill. So it is with that I'm coming to you this morning as well, talking about programming in our Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business and Management, which is the largest department within the faculty. That's what we're talking about this morning.
Well, let's go. We are celebrating 50 years?
50 years as a faculty, yes, at Cave Hill campus, mm-hmm. and this is not unusual at universities, the faculty holds about half the student population, which is just over 6,000 at the moment. So 3,000 of those students are within the faculty this year. And half of those, so another about 1,500, are enrolled in programs within the Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business and Management, not accounting for everybody who's doing a management program or a management major or minor. So yes, we have a wide reach at the campus.
Absolutely. And so how are you commemorating this 50 years in the Faculty of Social Sciences?
Oh, we have a number of activities, some as you would expect academic, but a lot of fun activities as well. We are looking forward to our recruitment day on March 12th here on the campus, and we're going to be doing some hybrid events. So no doubt you'll be getting some links for persons who want to learn about the wide opportunities that they can engage with us at the faculty level more that day. We have some fun events as well for the student body, as well as professorial talks, and of course, displaying our research, because that's what we are, an academy at the end of the day. So lots of activities happening along the way.
All right. How can we, in the broader Bayesian diaspora, right? Like, how can we participate in these activities from recruitment day to the research sessions?
So we are going to be sending out the flyers and the opportunities to link to the wider faculty. But this morning, I want to specifically focus, because this one is so impactful for us.
Okay.
Our reach, our outreach with our Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business and Management and the programming in that particular department.
Okay.
Because that's like I said, I don't want to say flagship, but that's one of our larger departments. And we are in the school really focused. We are very aware of what our purpose is. And we want to ensure that we give our Caribbean peoples the relevant knowledge, skills, and competencies to not only manage in today's world, but really to leverage opportunities that might present themselves in the future as well. So that's what we're focused on this morning, just to talk about some of the programming in our Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business and Management.
Well, let's go. I'm excited. You almost have me here about to ask you for application, please.
Oh, please. Oh, you're reading my notes. That is the last thing I was going to tell you, but I'm going to make it the first. Yeah, but for everybody within listening ears, listening to me, I broadcast this morning, listen to me talk with you, you are one application away from unlocking your success. We are focused this year. We took a lot of time to decide how are we going to reach persons mm-hmm. that could be particularly impacted by what we offer. And we thought about invest in you. It's only February. I know the year is running fast along, but it's only February. Have you thought about where do you want to be? In a year's time, in 2 years' time, do you want to reposition yourself? Do you want to build new skills and competencies and knowledge? Do you want to climb in your organization or accelerate your career? Then we want you to come into our family and partner with us as we walk alongside you on that journey. So this is all about investing in you, the ultimate investment with a guaranteed return. You know, education is the only investment that you can make where nobody can repossess it. If you buy a car or a house or, you know, jewelry, somebody can, if you don't make that payment, they come back and take it back. But education is the only area that you can make an investment and nobody can take it back from you, because nobody can take back the learning.
Absolutely. So how much, since we're talking about this investment, what are the fees for various programs?
It depends on which program you want to come into. So because our commitment, we have to keep the lights on. So don't get us wrong. We do have to keep the lights on. But because we are purpose-driven, we want to ensure that we are creating an ecosystem of leaders within the Caribbean who are dedicated to creating sustainable businesses and having a legacy of excellence laid right through these Caribbean islands. And even though you're rooted in the Caribbean, you can still have global perspective and impact. We ensure that our pricing is competitive. So it depends on the program that you're coming into, what that pricing is going to be. But, you know, we often can think of, am I there for the pricing? But let's look at the benefits of mm-hmm. making these investments in yourself. And as I said, our mission here is creating Caribbean leaders. So whether it is that you are aspiring to be the leader of your unit or leader of your organization or building your own organization through entrepreneurship, this is where you can start, or this is who you can partner with as a trustworthy partner with a legacy of excellence here at the UWA. The UWA name is known throughout the Caribbean and further afield as well.
Absolutely.
So if you want to prepare, if you want to prepare for today's uncertainties, but leverage opportunities for tomorrow, it's like an athlete. You can't wake up and decide that you are going to compete at the highest level tomorrow if you wake up today. You have to put the training in. You have to put the resources behind you to get yourself in a position that you can leverage the opportunity when it presents itself. That's why we want you to think about this even so early in 2025.
Absolutely. Do you have a website that listeners can go to right now to follow along with the conversation?
Absolutely. They can come on to kfil.uwy.edu. And I know there are a lot of letters that I'm about to say next, but mm-hmm. Sadcor Cahill School of Business and Management, just the first letters there, SCHSBM. And that takes you onto our website. And you're going to see loads of programs that are available to meet you where you are. But I have one even better for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Even after everything that I've said this today and even getting on a chat with us, we want to walk alongside you as you begin this journey, as you go through the journey, and as you come to the end of your journey, we're going to walk alongside you. Most of us are on WhatsApp. So I'm going to give you the WhatsApp number that gets you in direct contact with a person, not a chatbot, not AI. You're going to be interacting with a person, one of our program coordinators at the school. And that WhatsApp number is 246. That's our area code here in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
234-234-2104.
All right. Let's repeat that.
Somebody at the other end of that line. 246-234-2104.
Awesome.
And if you don't, yeah, and you can just Google Sadcor Cahill School of Business and Management, Sadcor Cahill School of Business, UWI Cahill. It will get you directly to our link.
Absolutely. So two questions I want to ask. Can you identify some of the courses that are available? And then the question I want to ask before that is this a degree-based program only, or do you offer professional certifications as well?
And I am smiling. I hope you can hear it. I know you can't see me, but I hope you can hear the smile in my voice. And the answer is yes, yes, and yes.
Awesome.
Meet you where we are. So there are, as a department within the UWA, yes, of course, part of our offerings you'd expect to be degree offerings, both at the undergraduate level. I'll give you three offerings this morning at our graduate level, the MBA offerings. But we do offer short courses. If you want to retool or just get the knowledge in a particular area, you already have your degrees. But for example, AI and marketing, we have a lot of short programs coming on stream. You want to credential yourself in a new area like project management, we have a suite of different offerings depending on where you see yourself, where you see yourself in the near, midterm, or long-term future. And that, see that WhatsApp number I gave you?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are uncertain about where you should start this journey or what would align with your plans, talk to one of our program coordinators who will go through the programming with you. But let me make you an offer today. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so let me talk about, for example, our MBA programs, our MBA offerings. We have three specific MBA offerings. That's our Master's in Business Administration. And if you want to, why go through an MBA? If you want to accelerate your career or you want to expand your career offerings, you want to pivot from where you are to where you aspire to be. You want to, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase imposter syndrome. You know, you get promoted and you get into a position and you think that people are going to realize that you don't know what you're doing, that's where the MBA comes in. Because you will be ensured that you are have the competencies and skills and the knowledge to know that you have a place at that table. And you have the toolkit at your fingertips to be able to make informed decisions so you can approach those challenges and opportunities with confidence. So your MBA or MBA offering allows you to develop those that knowledge and develop those skills and competencies to climb the corporate ladder more quickly. It allows you to stand out in competitive environments and opens door to leadership. In fact, our tagline here at the school is where leaders convene. So whether you are not, if whether you are a manager, whether you are head of unit, whether you are aspiring to those positions and you already have your undergraduate degree, the MBA is something that you should look into, allowing you to become that well-rounded business leader.
Absolutely.
But there's another offer for you.
Okay.
You know that we have a lot of pulls on our time. So if you have a family, you have a full-time job, you have other responsibilities, it can be difficult to fit studying in there. We have listened to you and we have created the accelerated MBA. So I want you to imagine, if you close your eyes for a moment and imagine sending in your application, getting to become part of the family and coming into our program in August, what, six months from now, you become part of the cohort of August of the 2025 cohort. And you can finish within 12 months so that by next year, 2026, August, September next year, you can be done. It doesn't mean that we are watering down the program. It means that you are going to be exposed to the same rigor and quality education, but it's going to be intense. So if you want to make the sacrifice and take the year to invest in you, where you can put your head down, you can still connect with everybody that you care about and that you love through WhatsApp and through FaceTime and through all those means, but you come, you're in Barbados, you put your head down, and within 12 months, you can finish all the program requirements and be walking the stage the earliest in October next year. Or most persons do take 16 months, so between 12 and 16 months, you can be finished. But I remember I told you there were three. There's one more offering in our MBA suite. If you're already a senior executive, you're already making an impact, but you want to make more impact, we have, again, listened to you, and we have developed the executive MBA, which is tailor-made for senior executives within the organization who want to focus on strategic leadership, who want to focus on global impact, who want to make more of an impact than what they're currently making, and you're ready to go further. That's what our executive MBA does, tailored for senior executives, focusing on strategic leadership, as I said, innovation and global business acumen. What do you think about that?
I think it's excellent. I was just about to ask, the accelerated MBA, if I'm doing an executive MBA, can that also be accelerated?
It can be, depending on the courses that you're registering for.
Okay.
So we have different combinations. For example, those who have a law degree, we have worked with our Faculty of Law, and we bring you an offer, for example, the LLM, which is your master's in law.
Yes.
Combined with the executive MBA. We also have done that for those who are in the medical field. We have the executive MBA with a specialization in healthcare management. That is a growing field within the Caribbean as well. And we want to ensure that you're equipped to lead in that field as well.
Wow.
So there are opportunities here for you. One application, one phone call, one WhatsApp message, one application away from unlocking your success. Imagine that.
I am imagining it right now. But let's talk for a moment deadlines. What's the deadline for the next set of classes?
So we've just extended our deadline to May 31st. But we don't want you to sit down and say, oh, it's only February, I have time. No, you don't have time. If you want to make this investment in your future, you want to make this investment in you, contact us. Talk to one of our program coordinators so that we can get the ball rolling. One of the things that makes us unique is that we have that personalized mentorship from the moment you think it and you reach out to us. You are in contact with somebody who is going to partner with you through this journey. From the going through the application website, you have somebody that can walk that path with you, ensuring that you get all the documents in. And just one thing I want to emphasize, we recognize that persons start from different points and they have approached their career from different pathways. So while we have the traditional pathway where you would have done your undergraduate degree and now coming into postgrad level, there are many who have decided to focus on their career first. And we do have spots for you. So even if you don't have an undergraduate degree, but you have a wealth of experience, you have technical certifications, you have been keeping yourself, you're a lifelong learner, you're passionate about learning and applying that knowledge, and you have professional certification, we have a pathway to the MBA and to our postgraduate studies for you as well. So don't sit back and say, well, you know, I didn't do a degree. This is not for me. This is exactly for you, because we take your prior learning, your experience, and your expertise into consideration. We want you to put in your application. It means that you will sit with our interview panel so that we make sure that you are, so that we are comfortable that you can manage the rigor of the program. But don't close the door just because you don't have an undergraduate degree. We have a pathway for you.
Absolutely. I think one of the benefits as well for professionals retooling is that you are able to occupy space with your colleagues in a different type of way. And you can you then are in a space where you are sharing information in a different type of way, and you are learning from each other in a different type of way.
We need to make you an ambassador for the school. You have me lost for words. That is, you have now touched on one of our soft advantages, but that makes it so important. Quite often we think we're walking the journey alone. And one of the advantages of coming into our program is that you're meeting like-minded persons, because they're interested in learning, which is why they're in our program, across a diverse set of industries that you can network with, that you can bounce ideas off of, that you can apply what you are learning to in a, what you're learning in a safe space, and get the feedback not only from the facilitator and lecturers, but your peers as well. And that ripples through not only when you come into the courses in the program, but in our alumni network as well. And we have relationships and engagements and friendships and professional opportunities that develop because you are sitting in the same learning space as somebody else. So you now have that. I don't know if I mentioned before the ecosystem. We envision a time where the Caribbean is not separated by the seas between the islands, but we have networks between us. And therefore, that ecosystem, despite our distances, as we were talking about earlier, the distances don't matter, because we have developed that ecosystem of Caribbean leaders that are grounded to leverage opportunities and to face the challenges we have here in the Caribbean, but have global perspective and global impact as well. That's our value here. That's why we're here.
Absolutely. I am excited. Don't tell my mother, because she may pick me up and send me to Barbados with an application form. Say to get in it. It's exciting for, like you say, for people who don't yet have an undergraduate degree, and for graduates, people who are retooling and picking up more professional certifications.
Okay. Absolutely.
So we're celebrating the 50th anniversary, 50 years in the Faculty of Social Science at the Sagicor Cavehill Barbados School of Business Management.
Right. So we are at Sagicor Cavehill School of Business and Management, also in celebratory mode as one of the departments within the Faculty of Social Sciences here at the UWY Cavehill campus, where we have, I can imagine you as well, beautiful blue skies with fluffy white clouds, and the easterly breezes are flowing this morning. So we are excited about having you come in to be part of the family, wherever you're joining us from, within the region, outside of the region. We are really excited for you to be part of the Sagicor Cavehill School of Business and Management, our family, becoming an ambassador. Secret, if you can keep a secret, the ones keeping a lot of noise at graduation is usually us in the corner at the back, trying to maintain the poker face that we are very professional and so on. But we are cheering on and celebrating our graduates as they walk the stage.
Absolutely. Let's repeat the contact information for people who are interested in applying or want to learn more.
Sure. For those who prefer email, graduate, because we were focusing on the MBAs, graduate, chsbm at cavehill.ue.edu. But easy to get us on WhatsApp, 246-234-2104. Just do a search for us, a School of Business and Management. You'll get the links to all of our programming. And last one, final word, you are one application away from unlocking your success. Don't live in regret in September and October saying, I should have put in the application. Nah, invest in you. Think about where you want to be. Partner with us.
Absolutely. And two dates I remember you talking about. Recruitment Day, March 12th.
Recruitment day is March 12th, so you look out for the linkages so that you can talk directly to faculty. You can see the programming. We are going to have webinars as well. And we do have a set of webinars coming out to focusing on specific programs, not only within the faculty, but within the school as well. Okay. That has been getting some great uptake, so look out for those. And March 12th, going to be opportunity as well for persons to interact with us here in the faculty.
All right, and application...
Application deadline date is May 31st, but I don't want you to focus on May 31st. Focus on now. Don't let February pass.
Absolutely.
Without making this step and towards your future.
When is Carnival this year?
For us, we are in August, the first week of August. Because it follows the cane season. Trinidad is coming up shortly.
Yeah, so...
Carnival for us, first week of August. We are gathering here on the island all year. So we are inviting the diaspora to come home. For us, at different parishes, every parish has a month, and we culminate in November with big celebrations here on the island. So if you have connections, we're looking forward to seeing you on the island. If you're here, come and tour us here at the UWI Cahill campus. We'd look forward to entertaining you.
Absolutely. I think I come in. I'm working on a business plan. I want to create an app that allows you to select the voice for your AI systems. And your tech systems, they have to be real Caribbean.
That is always the challenge right now. They don't understand this, and it's nothing like hearing somebody in your own voice, even if it's a chatbot.
Absolutely. And so I'm coming down to Barbados to figure that one out, boy.
Make sure that you come to the campus so that we can connect.
Absolutely. This is where I'm going to start my journey at the Cahill School of Business and Management.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Now, when we speak again, I'm looking forward to learn more about the research that is taking place at the Institute and how your students and participants can benefit from access to that research.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to that conversation. You've got me. You have all the hair on the back of my neck standing up now in a good way.
Absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Because here in the Bahamas, it's important for me to show people that we should be excited about education. We should be excited about the opportunity to learn and to be a part of a learning space, to curate a space where people can glean from each other, can glean from their environment, the ecosystem, and can learn and can share. It's just an exciting space, like a catalytic reaction. It's just
there
powerful. So, Mrs.
Mo- that's what we are here to do.
Absolutely. Mrs. Mahone, thank you very much. We were speaking with Mrs. Mahone from the school, I want to say the Faculty of Social Sciences in the Cahill School of Business and Management. That's the Sagicor Cahill School of Business and Management, UWI campus in Barbados.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Great day.
You have
One application away.
Absolutely, Mrs. Mahone. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Producer, take us to a break, please. When we get back from the break, I've got a little housekeeping. Somebody sent me a text about some Bahamians we need to celebrate in sports. We're doing all of that when we come back from the break. You've been On the Clock with Erin Green, 96.9 FM. Don't go anywhere. We're about to close out the show.
Hear that? That's the sound of your money working for you. Because at CFAL, we know you work hard for your money, so we make sure your money works hard for you. In 20 years as a leading investment firm, we've helped thousands of Bahamians grow their wealth and build a more stable future. With savings plans, pensions, and wealth services to suit everyone, whoever you are, whatever you do, we have financial solutions that will work hard for you. Visit or call us today to put your money to work. CFAL, seize your future. today.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey everybody, it's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love.
Also performing, Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band, Back to Love, Saturday, February 15th.
It's a spectacular all-white affair
at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online, BahamasEtickets.com, Plantation Bar and Grill, Big Boys Cafe, and Tropics Bar and Grill.
For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there.
Hear that? That's the sound of your money working for you. Because at CFAO, we know you work hard for your money, so we make sure your money works hard for you. In 20 years as a leading investment firm, we've helped thousands of Bahamians grow their wealth and build a more stable future with savings plans, pensions, and wealth services to suit everyone. Whoever you are, whatever you do, we have financial solutions that will work hard for you. Visit or call us today to put your money to work. CFAO, seize your future today.
I'm going to say Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
It's the lottery of love that everybody wins.
I love you.
Everybody Wins is giving away over 100,000 in cash prizes in the lottery of love.
I love you.
All February long, every $20 spent, you'll receive a raffle ticket. The more you spend, the more chances to win. And you could be among the 30 winners randomly selected on February 28th to win $10, $20, or even $30,000.
I love you.
It's the lottery of love at Everybody Wins. Remember to game responsibly and get ready to win.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Police, why blow? Oh, so you is the Babylon books that is causing disruption in my domestic affairs. You causing me just your girls with your black and blue. Then ask what the hell the police can do. I come to show what police can do. I'm going to show what police can do. I have a button pump like wax spoon. I'm going to introduce it to your jawbone. Box out your teeth till you moan and groan. Make your ears them ring like government phone. Drop up your nose up, they find your looks. Cause you shouldn't call me Babylon books. I come to show what police can do. I'm going to show what police can do. A long time I noticed some of you, man. It seem like you love to beat up woman. Cause every little thing on the raise on your hand. Like this on the ring, them from this land. When we the police on the call Babylon, they have to give them protection. Roses are red, violets are blue. Stadium ball bright, but not bright like you. Cause you beat up the girl, if you black and blue. Then ask what the hell the police can do. I come to show what police can do. I go and show what police can do. I go and make you feel some Babylon lick. Babylon pops and Babylon kick. Choke me back and down. Deny your car, make you learn quick. Have respect for the law. Fracture your shin. Dump your knee up. Then you will know some mean ass.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. We're going to transition now to the headlines. I'm looking at two headlines in today's papers. The Nassau Guardian, dad gets 5 years for sex assault on twins. Second headline, 5-year sentence, a dangerous message. We'll start reading from The Guardian. But before I start reading, let me respond to the song that I asked the producer to play to open up this segment of the show. I grew up with that song. Right? Growing up with that song created the impression with me that the police are here to serve and protect us, the people. Now that I'm 48 years old, I'm wondering if police are going to show us what they're supposed to do. Are you going to show us what you're supposed to do? And I'm not saying that you're supposed to break up the shin and turn the boy blue. But where is that line of defense? Where is that show of force? When I say show of force, I don't mean punching up people. But where is the presence of the police that instantly and automatically compels a citizen, a person to govern themselves? Right? See, because children who are vulnerable can only rely on systems to protect them. And when their closest system, the family system, fails, then who do they rely on? Texas says, how can you play that disgusting song about police brutality since we are playing songs that batter men and promote violence? Can you play a song by Diddy? So, Texter, you didn't hear me explain exactly why I played the song. Because I would like to see the police show us what they should do. I would like the state, when it does act with force and aggressively, to direct that energy where it should be directed. See, thank you, Tex. I'm going to open it up a little broader. This weekend, we had a weekend of roadblocks. I'd like the legal association, the bar association, the judicial community to remind the Bahamian public that roadblocks are illegal unless there is a specific announced reason for the roadblock. See, let me tell you what I mean by that. After a weekend of roadblocks, I see a lot of people talking about, oh, how the police are enforcing traffic controls. Except that's not what they were doing. That's not what the roadblocks are for. It's not a traffic enforcement. Police enforce traffic by being on the road and observing traffic infractions and stopping people and giving them tickets. Telling me that roadblocks are about traffic enforcement, don't tell me that. Because officers should be on the road every day observing traffic and stopping people when they witness infractions. That's how you can catch somebody without a license. So again, Texter, I played the song because I would like the police to show us what they should be doing. And see, their presence in the community should be creating an environment where people feel compelled to moderate their behavior. That's not happening. Dad gets 5 years for sex assault on twins. A man who sexually abused his 3-year-old twin daughters was on Friday sentenced to 5 years in prison after a judge rejected a lesser sentence proposed by the prosecution and defense. Shortly after, his 16-year-old daughter broke down in tears as she told the jury how she saw her naked father touching one of her siblings intimately. The 37-year-old admitted to indecently assaulting his now 4-year-old daughters. I'm just wondering if that is the longest euphemism, rape. The incidents happened at their home in a lower middle class New Providence neighborhood in July 2024. I have to read further now to figure out why they reference lower middle class home. The man was arrested for two crimes in August 2024 and was not released on bail. The court heard that the father shared a bedroom with his children. He slept in the same bed as the toddlers, one of whom is autistic, while his teenage daughter had her own bed. The father faced a potential maximum sentence of 8 years. No, the devil is a liar. Dear legislators, you could put down the task of figuring out how much money y'all spend on the Golden Jubilee now, because I know it has kept y'all busy over the last 2 years. Put that down and start working on rewriting the law and the rules and provisions vis-a-vis plea deals. It's time for the legislators to sit down and re-examine this compendium of legislation to determine whether it is effective. Again, the father faced a potential maximum sentence of 8 years. However, due to his relatively early guilty plea, hold on, the girls were three at the time. How old are the girls now? They're four? Okay. Due to his relatively early guilty plea and his lack of similar convictions, his lawyer Sonia Knowles and Director of Public Prosecutions Cordell Frazier both told Senior Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson that they believed a sentence of 4 years was appropriate. Wow, what would they believe? What do they know? What they believe and what do they know? Have they ever been assaulted or abused by their father? I mean, that may have been callous. It may even have been reckless of me to say that. Let me pull that back. And I just can read the sentence again. However, due to his relatively early guilty plea and his lack of similar convictions, his lawyer, Sonia Knowles, and Director of Public Prosecutions, Cordell Frazier, both told Senior Justice Cheryl Grant Thompson that they believed a sentence of 4 years was appropriate. Tomorrow. However, the judge departed from the sentencing recommendation. I'm going to page 6 now. Caller, give me 2 seconds. I come into you in a moment. Imposed a sentence of 5 years to take effect from February 7th. The time that the father spent on remand was taken into consideration. Why? That's y'all bad. What about us, the public? No, see? It's a whole bunch of people in this relationship.
Aaron, and I hear you.
Yeah.
And it's something that we need to interrogate some more. And I see we have a call away.
Yes, yes.
Yesterday, I was inboxed about a possible interview of a lady who took a plea bargain, right? Mm-hmm. She wants to come and tell her story. Right, she took a plea bargain because she was advised by her lawyer that this is the best option. Right, this case is going to take a long period of time, and it's going to be rough on her and the family. And they say take a plea bargain and get a fine. She said, but she didn't commit the crime, whatever it is. But it just seemed easier. We've had a number of.
Hold on. Her lawyer advised her to take the plea deal, and she is insisting that she is not guilty?
Yes. But she took the plea. Remember the case with the guy named Morrill for the hotel, who the hotel guest accused him, he's a butler of some sort, of sexually assaulting her, touching her inappropriately? And he too said he took a plea bargain because his lawyer said it's easier just to pay a fine. It's not serious. Just pay the fine and move on. It's a misdemeanor. Now, I'm wondering if these people, I'm not saying they're guilty or innocent or anything, are taking the plea bargain because they were advised that this is easier for them, right? You can get a slap on the wrist And this is why when we expect an 8-year sentence, the maximum sentence, and there's a deal being made to say, okay, we can give the minimal penalty. And so they all taking the plea bargain, innocent or guilty, in order to get the minimum sentence as possible. And I wonder if it's a trend, if it's just something we need to be concerned with moving forward.
Right. Is undue pressure being placed on those who have been charged before the court to take a plea deal by their own lawyers, by the state? Good morning, caller, and thank you for your patience.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Green and Mr. Nuri.
Morning, sir.
I ain't taking no plea bargain for nothing if I innocent. I don't care what kind of plea bargain they talking. I ain't doing nothing if I innocent.
Yes, sir.
If I ain't do something, I can admit to doing something I ain't do. That's foolishness. Number two, this gentleman, No. This beast. And nobody can't tell me I can't call him a beast because he got to be a beast to have feelings for a 3-year-old. You know, something is wrong with that. Something is terribly wrong with that. And 9 out of 10 chances, very seldom we get catch on our first offense, our first shine.
I hear you.
So you don't know how long he might have been doing that stupidness.
Yes, sir.
Where was the mother in all of this? Couldn't the teenage girl scream out for the mother or something? And he was in the nude, so that means he had off all his clothes.
Suggests so he felt
the,
safe.
The teenage girl couldn't call the mother. Did the mother know about this?
You know, sometimes when I'm talking about parents and their children, right? And the way that we raise
I'm
them.
I'm going to hang up and continue listening.
Yes, thank you very much, sir. And the way that we raise them. You know, people tell their children, I brought you into this world and I could take you out. Like, people tell their children, I born you, and because I born you, I could kill you and ain't nobody could do anything about it. That's what people tell their children, you know. And go on, Mr. Newell.
I was going to ask you. Why they mention lower income,
right?
Middle class.
I got to continue reading the story to figure out why. What are you trying, like writer, what are you trying to tell me or say without saying it?
Perhaps proximity, how small the house was, that they all shared a room, what all intimacy happened in the room. These children were exposed to it. It mentioned that the elder daughter had a bed, not her own room. That the children, the twins, shared a room, in assuming the same bed. I'm assuming the wife or woman is involved there. So I think they was trying to set up a visual so you can appreciate.
Yeah, caller, we are all out of time. Here's the next thing. Will this individual be placed on the sex offender registry or in the plea negotiation? Are y'all offering not to be put on the sex offender registry for taking a plea? Because I didn't see any reference to the sex offender registry.
When last have you looked at a sex offender registry?
I don't know where to find it.
That's my point. That's my point right there. What is the purpose, objective of the registry if you don't have access to it? Access to the faces, access. Remember they didn't publish the German name because they try to say they're protecting the children. We don't know who this is. So even if they placed on the registry, we don't know who this is.
Now, Mr. Nuri, the conversation I had with
My main topic is something contrary but similar. So I would be right. Give you space.
But see, as we transition to the end of the show, I will have to pick this up later in the week. I wanted to talk about SpaceX and this historic moment that's taking place on February 17th, right? This story makes me want to read that story even more, right? Because I want to ask, who in charge?
Who in charge of what?
Of this place.
Of the Bahamas?
Yeah, like, because who in charge of the court? Who in charge of this process? Who in charge of the plea deals? Like, who's? Because somebody can say it just is what it is.
It is what
it is. But somebody in charge, and somebody could make changes. right? So I don't want to see a similar situation. Like if we have an issue with the Rockets, y'all fumbling and poeticizing to cast blame because nobody could identify who is in charge.
We would do exactly like we did with the oil spill. We wait and ask, who will clean it up?
Ma'am. You've been on the clock with Erin Green. To the winners of the On the Clock 4th Anniversary Trivia Giveaway, your prizes are waiting for you downstairs. Personalized On the Clock insignia, souvenir items,
really?
Luggage tags, and keychains.
I want one.
You could get one.
Okay.
You want yours to say Guardian Radio AM, though, with C.A. Newry, though, right?
Maybe.
Why not? So stay tuned, because C.A. Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.